So I appreciate the opportunity to be able to come here today and talk about what Bayer Crop Science has currently in terms of weed management solutions, as well as what we have to look forward to in the future. So this, of course, is for our legal team, so I'll leave this up here for a few seconds so you can quickly read all of the important information on this slide. So just to go over sort of what we're going to be looking at today, I want to talk a little bit about Liberty Herbicide, some things to sort of optimize its efficacy, some of our new cotton varieties that would be tolerant to the Liberty Herbicide, and just really kind of go over some of the advantages of the Liberty Link system, as well as look at our new link-up offer, which would provide some monetary incentives for that system. And then finally look at sort of where we are going to be going in the future in terms of our herbicide-tolerant traits, and not only in cotton, but some rotational crops as well. So looking at Liberty Herbicide, as most of you know, this is a herbicide that's been around for a while, but just kind of wanted to reiterate some of the positives of the herbicide. So it's a glufosinate ammonium. It's this is a unique in terms of its mode of action. So there's no other herbicides in the group 10, and of course it inhibits glutamine synthetase. It's a non-selective herbicide that controls a broad range of both broadleaf and grass species. But one of the key differences between it and maybe some other herbicides is that you're going to begin to see control of the weeds within a couple of days as opposed to weeks with some of the other herbicides. So that can be just a real advantage visually in terms of stopping the growth of the weed. Some of the strengths of this herbicide, of course, are our morning glory species, very good activity on that, as well as cocklebur. And of course, now we're beginning to really see it be utilized as a tool for controlling some of the glyphosate resistant species and also maybe some of the ALS resistant species. So at Bayer, we do feel like there is a few key components, five really specific key components that are going to allow you to get the best control of weeds with this herbicide. And so we feel like if you follow these, it's going to really make it a very successful spray application for you. So one of the first of these is the nozzle, both the nozzle itself and the pressure to generate a medium-sized droplet, so really in that 250 to 350 micron range. Also, Liberty should really be applied at a fairly heavy gallon per acre of water, at least 15, and particularly under certain conditions such as a dense weed canopy or in arid conditions that we might see specifically here in Texas, probably that needs to be increased to a 20 gallon per acre to really get the best control. Also, ground speeds are something that's going to be key to be watched and maintained. So less than 15 miles an hour, and typically, really, you're going to want to target more like a 10 mile per hour range in many cases, especially, once again, in these scenarios where you have an arid environment or a dense canopy to get that intense spray coverage. Also, if the winds are going to be greater than 10 miles an hour, that's not going to be a condition where you're going to want to put out the herbicide. And then probably one of the most key parameters to look at are to be able to apply those to small weeds. So if you're driving by at 70 miles an hour and you see weeds out there, you probably either have missed your application or you're certainly going to want to get on that very quickly. We're looking probably in the 3 to 4 inch range to get the optimal control. And then finally, there's probably going to be some conditions that you would want to add a tank mix partner to really improve the efficacy there. So looking at a couple of specific scenarios and specific application rates, the first scenario that we'd want to look at is one where you were able to get a residual either pre-plant, pre-emergent or at planting. If you're able to get that out, then within emergence to 14 days, we'd recommend a 29 fluid ounces, and plus you'd want to put down another residual with that. And then your second application would be more on an as-needed basis if you saw another flush of weeds, and putting out Liberty once again at the 29 ounces per acre. But even in that scenario, even if your residual is activated, really the key thing there is to make sure that you're putting out that application, the first application, when the cotton's about that 3 to 4 leaf stage. In that scenario too, if for some reason you didn't get activation or you weren't able to put out a pre-emergent or a pre-plant, you'd want to start out with Liberty at 43 ounces per acre with the residual. And in that situation, you'd certainly want to make sure that you got that first application out no later than the 1 to 2 leaf cotton stage. And you'd want to quickly then follow that up with within 10 days after that first application with a second Liberty application at 29 ounces per acre. And of course, in all of these situations, once again, the key factor is going to be to make sure that you get that out, those applications put out when the weeds are, you know, in that 3 to 4 inch range, so that you get the best control. Now, we do have a talk that's being given tomorrow by Natalie Hummel, and she will be looking at specifically a lot of the key parameters in terms of optimizing the Liberty performance in Liberty Link crops. And that's going to be tomorrow morning in conference room 17 and 18 at 8:45. So she's going to provide a lot more details about the nozzle tips and a lot more of those environmental factors. So if you want some more information on that, I welcome you to attend her presentation. So then, you know, in terms of Liberty Herbicide, always you're going to want to use that in an integrated weed management program. So some of the key things that we want to look at there are rotation, not only crops and traits, but specifically modes of action, anything where you're changing up your herbicides, your chemistries, so that you're not repeatedly putting on the same chemistry over and over again throughout either a season or even between years. Another key factor is to know the weeds in your field. So really, you know, get a positive identification on what you have out there, and know the pressure that you have, so that you're making the best application on the herbicide that would be effective on those species. And it's really important to keep a herbicide history on your field so that you aren't making repetitive applications of chemistries that have the same mode of action. So be sure and check the labels. They're really clearly labeled now in terms of what group they're in, and that helps to keep up with what herbicides are being applied. Another key factor is to start clean. So make sure that you start out with herbicides, with a field that you've sprayed some herbicides to get a residual chemical down, so that you're not having flushes of weeds throughout the season. And that'll help your field stay clean throughout the season. Another key factor is to have a zero tolerance for weed escapes. So you don't want to see any escapes out in your field. And certainly, if you do find some, you don't want those to set seed and increase your weed seed bank in your field. And as you move from field to field, obviously making sure that your equipment is cleaned off so that you're not transporting any potentially resistant species between fields and moving those on your farm. And then finally, and one of the areas that a lot of people overlook are maybe areas like your turn rows and your ditch banks. And so that's an area that you'd want to be monitoring to make sure that you're not getting movement from those areas into a field that you have that's clean right now. And so I think with an integrated program like that, in combination with a Liberty Link system, that sets you up for a greater probability of success. So now, shifting gears a little bit, we want to look at a couple of new cotton varieties that will be introduced in 2013 that will allow use of the Liberty herbicide. So the first one we want to talk about is, these are both Stoneville varieties. The first one is ST4946, and it's a GLB2. So that means that it would be tolerant to glyphosate applications as well as Liberty applications, and then it would be coupled with the Bolgar 2 technology for insect control. So if you missed Josh Mayfield did a presentation yesterday afternoon, but if you missed that, just kind of wanted to give some of the highlights of that. So these were significantly higher yielding and had a higher value per acre across the belt. So you'll notice in that picture that sort of that they have targeted that across the belt for 2013. And that's higher compared to our current GLB2 and LLB2 offerings, One of the key things as well is that they've seen positive results in terms of tolerance to root knot nematode. And so that would be very beneficial for those areas that would be affected by that pest. In terms of maturity, it's going to be similar to Stoneville 4145 LLB2 and earlier than FM1944 GLB2 as well as Stoneville 5445 LLB2. And then for those of you who might be wanting to use this in Texas or other areas that might have more wind issues, it does have better storm tolerance than 5445 and 4145. The second variety that they're introducing this year is really more of a fit for the southeast, and that is Stoneville 6448 GLB2. So like the previous one, it's going to have tolerance to both glyphosate and Liberty and have that Bolgard technology for insect control. Their tests across in the southeast showed that it was higher yielding as well as a higher value per acre than 5445 as well as 4145. And it had equivalent yields and value per acre to FM1944 GLB2 in the southeast. So that kind of gives you a comparison there for you to look at. In terms of maturity, it was significantly later than all the checks across the east. But one of the key factors that would be important in terms of fiber quality is going to be that it had much better fiber length than current Stoneville varieties. So that would be a big help in terms of at the end of the season. And it's really the first full season GLB2 that's going to be offered across the cotton belt. So, if you have some questions about these, I would welcome you to stop by the booth and maybe talk to some of our agronomic services colleagues, and they can provide you more information about how that might be a fit either on your farm or in your research program. So, looking a little bit at the Liberty Link system as well as the LinkUp offer. So, in terms of the Liberty Link system, where we have both the cotton varieties as well as the herbicide, the cotton varieties are going to provide full tolerance to Liberty even at the maximum label rate. So, you know, if you're having to apply at that 43 ounces per acre to control your weeds, you're not going to see any injury on these varieties. And it really is the only non-selective alternative that we have currently to the glyphosate tolerance system. And it even offers control of some of these glyphosate-resistant species that are popping up across the cotton belt. And so we feel like in combination with an integrated weed management program, that's going to allow you to preserve these technologies and ultimately your land values, and even preserve the ability to utilize conservation tillage. And so, to the farmer specifically, that's going to provide you a legacy to your future generations in maintaining the availability of that land for use. And fortunately, Liberty Link is also not only available in cotton, so if you're wanting to rotate to a different crop, maybe, you know, to gain some other organic matter in your soil or just to have a rotation, it's also available in corn and soybeans as well. So in terms of taking full advantage financially of utilizing the Liberty Link system, Bayer's offering the LinkUp offer for this year. And this allows you to earn a rebate on Liberty when you purchase Liberty Link seed. And so some of the criteria that you want to notice is that you have to plant a minimum of 150 acres of a Liberty Link seed. And that they will then have a cash equivalent rebate of $30 per unit on Liberty Link cotton seed and $5 a unit on Liberty Link soybean seed. Some of the key parameters in terms of making your orders is the orders you could actually have started back in September of last year, but you'll want to take note of that deadline, February 1st of this year. So if you're trying to make some decisions about what kind of seed you want to plant, now would be the time to start making those orders so you could take advantage of this offer. You also have to have a valid grower trait license associated with your order, and then ultimately you'd have to provide proof of purchase of this seed by August of this year. So if you want more details, I have the website there, linkup.bearcropscience.us, and then I believe that most of you probably received a packet in your room that had some more details about that program. And certainly, that's another situation. If you wanted to stop by the booth and talk to some of the sales group about that offer, that would be a good opportunity to do that. Okay, so then in terms of looking at future solutions that we might that we have in our pipeline, looking towards the first one that we have is going to be the Twin Link Cotton. So this is going to be our proprietary stacked BT product with a Cry 1AB and a Cry 2AE. This is going to provide consistently high control of bollworm, which is going to be similar to the commercial standards. So you wouldn't see much difference from what's out there today. And our expression data indicates that there's a slight decline of the Cry 1AB protein throughout the season, but that's really pretty typical of what we see in the commercially available products today. However, the Cry 2AE expression remains high throughout the flowering period, so that's going to really provide an advantage during that part of the cotton development. Those stacked BT genes are stacked with glycitol trait, and then each of those BT genes contains the BAR genes. So that's what's going to confer the tolerance to the Liberty herbicide. So you're getting both herbicide tolerances as well as a new stacked BT product. And so we have our anticipated launch in 2014 pending our regulatory approvals. So kind of do a little commercial here for Mark Reinhardt. He will be doing a presentation this afternoon at 5 p.m. in Salon I on the Twin Link technology and the performance that we've seen across the globe thus far. So if you're really interested in the performance of that trait, you can catch that talk. Other future solutions as we look more long-term, one of the big highlights that we're looking forward to in terms of a mode of action is having HPPD-tolerant cotton. And so this would be hopefully provide tolerance to a group of the bleaching herbicides, which would include things like Balance and Loudis and Callisto, and maybe other new chemistries that might come along as we're developing the trait as well. And then, of course, we have continued efforts to look for additional modes of action. So we're always looking for something else out there that is going to provide some benefit to the producer. Something else I wanted to discuss as well is from a rotational standpoint, we also will be introducing FG72 soybeans. And so this is a collaboration between Bayer and MS Technologies. And this soybean would provide tolerance to both glyphosate as well as isoxaflutol, or Balance. And so that would be a brand new mode of action that you could put out in a crop rotation situation on your cotton fields. So some of these, some of the highlights of this are that it's a high-yielding elite germplasm, and that has demonstrated equal or better than to a lot of the varieties that are out there currently. We're planning this release for 2015, so you know within the next couple of years you'll have this pending our regulatory approvals. In combination with that, we'll be introducing Balance Bean, which will be the first HPPD herbicide available in the soybean market. So it's going to be targeted to these, specifically to this trait, and it's currently not registered, but you know that's in the approval process as well. And that will be followed up shortly thereafter with a stack with FG72 and Liberty Link. So that would provide tolerance to three different herbicide families. So Balance Bean with the isoxaflutol, glyphosate, and then Liberty. So you would have three different herbicides that would be applied in that situation. And then finally, more looking out a little bit further would be what we call MGI. Tolerance. So we're developing this in combination with Syngenta, and this would provide tolerance to Callisto or Mesotrione, Liberty, as well as isoxaflutol or Balance Bean. And these are projected until the launch more mid-decade, pending our global regulatory approvals. So kind of just to summarize, the Liberty Link crops in combination with the Liberty herbicide are going to provide farmers really the only non-selective alternative to glyphosate tolerant systems. And by following the recommendations that Bayer will be putting out, you can optimize your efficacy with that proper spray coverage and timing. And looking at these two new varieties that we've got, the Stonville 4946 GLB2 and Stonville 6448 GLB2, that is going to offer complete tolerance to Liberty, as well as glyphosate applications if you wanted to utilize both in a given season, and the improved performance over some of the GLB2s that we've seen in the past. And then finally, to take full advantage of the LibertyLink system through our LinkUp offer is going to provide you that rebate on Liberty with the purchase of LibertyLink seed. And then as we look to the future, like I said, obviously TwinLink, that's the one closest, doesn't really give us a new solution in terms of herbicide, but certainly with a different stack in terms of the insect control. But looking forward to our HPPD cotton, and more in the short term, from a rotation standpoint, the ability to use HPPD soybeans out in your fields beginning in 2015 if we get our regulatory approvals. So that's all I have time for at this, but that's all I have at this point. So I'd be happy to entertain any questions. And if I can't answer it, I'm sure that one of my many Bayer colleagues in the room could probably provide some more information. So.
Any questions for Ginger? I have one, Ginger.
Okay.
Supply this last year on Liberty was pretty sketchy in places. What's the plan for this year?
So I think that's one of the key advantages of the LinkUp program is to be able to utilize that and to be able to schedule your herbicide when you buy your seed. So that's going to be one of the key components. But I think we're certainly trying to ramp up and get to a point where we have supply at a comfortable level. I think given the acreage this year for cotton specifically, you know, I don't think we really foresee a problem because, you know, I think acreage will be down a little bit. But more in the long term, you know, we're building a new plant that will help us ramp up production. So I don't know if that maybe helps answer and alleviate some of those concerns about availability.
Answer this, or a couple of folks in the crowd, but I saw where your wind speed was suggested, wind speed on labels 10 miles per hour, and there's not a lot of hours in the day where you can be 10 miles an hour, and a lot of this new technology is coming out. I don't know, how realistic is 10 miles an hour spray?
In terms of ground speed or wind speed?
The wind speed. Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, maybe Ralph, I don't know if you feel more comfortable.
Our question on that line would be, what's the legal limit for wind speed for making an application?
Yeah.
Well, they have to be what's on the label.
No, there's state regulators. In many states, you're limited by that. I mean, that's where it's going to start. Now, you know, obviously being realistic, they're operable, it's not ideal. But whether or not it's going to be beyond that ideal. Anything that you do, if it's only over 10 miles an hour, that's 50 seconds.
Yeah, and I would say probably, I mean, I'm guessing that folks in Texas may have more of an issue with wind than most people. I know there are years where we don't have a lot of time in that area. Fortunately, I think, you know, I know Stanley has done a lot of research on the time of day issue, which I know you'll be discussing later, but I think in Texas, fortunately, we don't seem to have that issue with early morning applications. So I think, you know, maybe getting out there, you know, particularly in Texas, I think it's going to be incumbent on you to really get out early and make those applications when, A, the humidity is highest and also that your wind speeds are going to be the lowest as well. So it maybe means, you know, getting up a little bit earlier on the day you want to make your Liberty application. So at least in a Texas standpoint, so I think that would you know probably help us a little bit.
Okay, let's thank our speakers.